The Siddur Snippet series is generously sponsored by the very generous Saka family. We're on the third bracha, the last bracha of Shevach, the bracha of Kedusha. Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh, you Hashem are holy, and your name is holy, and those Uktoshim b'chol yom yalalucha selah, those who are holy, every day they praise you. We saw one interpretation, a definition of Kedusha, of the Shari Yosher of Shimon Shkup. Kedusha is selflessness, benevolence, kindness, goodness, doing for others. The bridge between Shevach and Bakasha is to remember that our responsibility in praising Hashem is that we're about to ask, and ask not only for ourselves, but also ask for those around us. Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz in his Yaros Dvash has a beautiful, beautiful reminder. And I want to suggest this as a kavana, a mindfulness each and every day. Three times a day when we say this bracha, Ata Kadosh v'Shimcha Kadosh, you're holy God, your name is holy, those who are holy, they praise you. Writes Rabbi Yonasan, Yiskadish atzmo v'yasima libo kamarash v'chav v'radi yish l'malachi asheres term yomu kadosh Hashem. Person should seek to sanctify Hashem's name. We should remember trembling and the fear and the awe and the reverence one has to have for Hashem. V'omro ata kadosh yasim l'libo l'kadish shmo agado yizborach b'rabim. This is our mission statement. This is our mandate. This is our motto. Every day we say this bracha and we remember that we are here to make a Kiddush Hashem. That's our lives, the way we interact with others, the way that we do mitzvahs, the way that we carry ourselves, our demeanor, our disposition, the way we interact in business, in every which way. V'limsor nafsha kedusha shemo, even be willing to sacrifice, to make compromises, be willing to be moser nefesh, to make a Kiddush Hashem. U'kedushas torasa afila chas v'shalom, our kasa d'misanim ibli lavor. V'izavala zelakadish shemo shemalach ha'sharas maktish shemo shebechel ro'adu v'gil. Just like the angels, their entire mission, their entire essence is to be ambassadors and shlichim of Hashem, so too we. We are given free will, and we're placed and deposited in a world that is challenging, that we have to navigate. But the overarching mission, the mandate, is to make a Kiddush Hashem. In fact, Kedusha, which we skipped, that's what we recite in Kedusha. Nekadesh Hashem Chabarabim. It's a mission statement. It's an affirmation. Like too many other things, we get used to saying it, so we hardly pay attention, and we forget what it means. But when the Chazan gets up to Kedusha, and we proclaim, we affirm, Nikadesh Hashem Chabarabim Hashem, and my goal, my mission is to make a Kiddush Hashem. That's how I want to live my life, not Chas V'Shalom, not, God forbid, the opposite. Ken Yeh Ba'adam V'yachin Atzma B'Simcha She'igil Madrega L'Kadosh Shema Agadol B'Rabim. Person says, Rabbi Yonasan, should be joyous and happy and feel so blessed that we were put in a position in life to make a Kiddush Hashem. We want to be counted and included among those who sanctify Hashem's name. That's what we're here for. And like the Ramban, be willing to sacrifice by being mekadesh even b'mutter lach, even that which is permissible, to elevate ourselves. So for Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, this bracha, the third bracha of the Amida Ata Kadosh, the third and final bracha of Shevach, is our daily, thrice daily, that's a fancy way of saying three times a day, thrice daily affirmation that Hashem, I got it. I'm going to try to make a Kiddush Hashem. I'm not going to make a Chilul Hashem. I'm not going to be rude and discourteous. I'm not going to be dishonest in business. I'm not going to cut lines or double park or bend corners on business. I'm going to have a smile on my face. I'm going to do everything I can in every which way I can to make a Kiddush Hashem. Ata Kaddish, because you're holy and your name is holy. And those who want to be sanctified will, those who want to be holy, sanctify your name daily. I want to share one last interpretation and then we'll conclude this bracha and move on from here. Ata Kaddish v'Shimcha Kaddish. What's the difference between saying, God, you're holy, Ata, v'Shimcha in your name? What's the difference between God, Ata, Him, you, and Shimcha and His name? So some say Ata Kadosh means Ata, you in the heavens, you in the abstract, you philosophically, you conceptually, you're holy. Whatever holy means, you're separate and apart, you're inaccessible. The Shimcha Kadosh, Shimcha means where? Here on earth. The way we know you is through your name. The name represents Hashem's manifestation here on earth. It's the way we know Him, it's the way we interact with Him, it's how we think of Him. Shimcha Kadosh. That's why we call it a Kiddush Hashem and a Chilul Hashem. Sanctifying God's name or desecrating God's name. Why don't we call it sanctifying God and desecrating God? Why do we say his name? What matters is his name more than him? The answer is we don't know him. We can't know him. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, he's immortal. Kodesh Baruch Hu is omnipotent, omniscient. He's infinite. It's beyond our comprehension. We can't know him. The closest we can come to knowing him is knowing him through the way he presents himself to us, namely with his name. So we can sanctify his name. His name is his brand. Our goal is to create a great brand awareness for God's brand, to elevate his brand, and not to desecrate, not to hurt, not to damage his brand. Make a Kiddush Hashem, his name, not a Chilul Hashem, his name. Doshim B'chol Yom means the Olam Olam Me'amaya, forever, forever. The Avud Ram says, who are the Kedoshim B'chol Yom? That's Klal Yisrael, for whom we're charged, Kedoshim Tiyu. Kedoshim B'chol Yom are the Jewish people, and we are Kedoshim B'chol Yom, are to be Yehalelu Chasela. So we see there's a parallel. God, you're holy, your name is holy. And because your name is holy, who Kedoshim, the people who imitate and emulate you. So we'll pick up one more time, one more snippet on this bracha. What is the definition of God's holiness? So we can, to the best of our ability, imitate it and emulate it for our holiness. God is present and yet distant. He's immersed in this world, and yet he's apart. He's involved, and yet he's detached. We'll explain that more and what it means to follow that next time.